Right now, we have a special guest that's going to be helping us lead this meeting. His name is Sean Hayes. He is the GM of CMA's Colonial Chevrolet in Virginia. He's also a co-founder of Sales Hustler. So if anybody's on Facebook and they are in the Sales Hustlers group, this is one of the co-founders. He is a social media rock star, and he has a book out called Build Your Brand. He's an author of a book called Build Your Brand. So this guy is all about building your brand, using social media to level yourself up. And we have him here today to be able to speak with everybody at both Capital and Seguin Chevrolet. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Sean Hayes right now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm flipping through here to see all the faces. Boy, you guys are some good looking people with masks on, man. Let me go back to the front. Welcome to all of you guys. It's an honor to be here. If you don't know me, don't worry about it. It's not important. What's important is that I can help you. Just to let you know, everything Kobe said was true, okay? And I'm going to guide you a little bit through growth, all right? Now, can I handle it all in one day? Probably not. But I'm going to try. I'm going to give you some successful ways to become successful, more successful than you are currently in 2021. But I really believe the only way you can be successful in 2021 is start today. You need to plan right now, get it in place, get it ready, get it going. So in 2021, you're not like, okay, now I'm going to start preparing for 2021. That's the wrong way to think. And just to let you know a little bit about myself, 3 years ago, okay, most of you guys, some of you guys are managers, some of you, many of you are probably salespeople. Let me get back here. I was a salesman sitting on the floor, okay? True story. I spent 10 years selling cars, all right? I was the number one salesman at my dealership, and I had never been beat ever in the history of two different dealerships. I literally left one dealership after 5.5 years, and we moved to the beach. And I started over, and I became number one salesman at that dealership and never lost again. So for 10 years, I was never beaten. Now, am I saying that to brag? No, I'm not. I'm not trying to do that. So you're not going to get somebody here that's just sitting here like bragging to you. What I'm going to show you today is what I did to implement to never be beaten. Okay. I want your 2021 to be the most successful year you ever have. 20's been crazy for all of us. It's been very successful for your dealership, and you guys might even be successful yourself. Whether you're a manager, whether you're a GSM, or whether you're a salesman sitting on the floor aspiring to be, to grow in your company, you might look at yourself as successful, as I did at that time, but I want you to know there's a different level of success. I'm sure all of you guys would agree that there's different levels of success, okay? You can go to the playoffs. To use a sports analogy, you can go to the playoffs. You can get beat in the first round and you're gone. Or you can raise your level and get to the Super Bowl and win a championship, okay? So there's different levels of success. But what I'm going to try to give you right now in the next hour or however long it is that I talk with you guys is something that's going to raise your inner levels. Because here's the thing, man. At the end of the day, you might think you're competing with everybody on your sales floor. You might think you're competing with other dealerships. And you might look at yourself and see your levels of success compared to where you were, right? But what I want you to do is to make sure that you take those other things that you used to be competing with and block them out. Because really, you're truly competing every day with the talent you have inside, okay? You are competing with yourself. And the biggest faults people have and the biggest obstacles people have in their life are themselves and the people closest to them. So today I want to give you seven things. All right. I'm going to give you seven tangible things that if you actually pay attention to this and don't just do this because you have to be on Zoom, okay, and you're like have to walk through this. I get it. I understand. You probably do a millions of these and you don't really take anything out of it. But I'm going to give you actual tangible things that a guy just like me who sold cars for 10 years and decided to turn a switch on and go from salesman to GM in 3 years. Okay. It can be done. I freaking did it. right? So I'm going to give you the seven things that I focused on, okay, and that I did, and I'm going to give them to you. Now, what you do with them, that's on you, man, because I feel like a lot of people get information. They start inspired. They start talking about it. They'll even go home and like make New Year's resolutions and like all these other things. But when it comes to actual discipline and implementing it and following through, that's where we have the, that's where the gap is. So today I'm going to give you these things. So I want you to write this down if you have a pen available. Okay. If you don't, then try to remember as much as you can. All right. To be successful in 2021, number one, all right? Don't let your ego get in the way of your success. All right, so what's that mean? I think confidence is great, but a man without humility can never grow or develop, all right? How many times you've been on the sales floor and you know a customer's wrong? Well, when I was on the sales floor and I was younger, and I wasn't developing enough, I hadn't developed into the man I am today, okay, I would have to prove that customer wrong, or maybe a coworker, or your wife, or your husband, or your manager, or even if you're the manager, you got to prove people wrong. Here's the thing. You stop your development, you stop your growth when you focus on proving them wrong, and you also affect your growth in your career and your pocketbook and your wallet. Because you're so worried about focusing on proving you're right that you let your ego get in the way of your growth, all right? A confident person, I want you to think about this. A confident person never lets their ego affect their outcome. All right, so I had, let's go back to when I was on the sales floor. I'd get a customer in there. I knew my product in and out. I was the best salesman at the dealership. I was confident in what I did. I did a walk around like you can only dream of, right? I had this customer, I get them all the way to the close or some way that they would say something that was wrong. I knew it was wrong. They didn't know it was wrong, or maybe they did, but I spent so much time trying to focus on proving them wrong instead of when I did prove them wrong, what did it do? Even if I do prove the customer wrong, does it really help? Are they really going to close now? Or have I let my ego get in the way of actually closing that deal? Think about yourself. Have you ever done that? I'm sure you have, because I did it, and I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm the only person in the world that this has happened to. You have to check your ego at the door. If you want to get to the next level in your career, you have to check your ego at the door. I've had so many people come in here with talent, but yet they don't have the humility that allows them to learn and develop and to grow in their career. And without humility, without the ability to listen to other people, without the ability to swallow your own pride sometimes, you're really going to affect your growth. Think about your home. Some of you guys might be married. Some of you guys, I'm sure, have relationships you're in, or even the relationships you have at work. Are you that guy? Are you that gal that always wants to prove everybody wrong, right? The one-uppers. Well, the problem with the one-uppers and the people that always have to be right and they always have to prove everybody wrong is, you might not know this, but people are talking behind your back, right? They're talking about you behind your back. They don't like that. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes the one-upper or the person that lets your ego get in the way. So what I'm telling you for 2021, check that ego at the door. Gain some humility in your life. Learn to listen to people and to develop relationships. It really helps in a customer base, but also if you want to gain where you're going in your career or at home with your relationships, your kids, things like that, you have to develop humility. Humility will get you to the next level. Without it, all you are is a cocky, arrogant person. Now, a lot of people, and I've noticed this over time, and when I was a real young man, okay, I don't think I was a confident person. Even though I portrayed that I was confident. See, there's a difference. People can portray they're confident or they're cocky, but the problem is a lot of them are insecure people who portray that to seem like they're confident in themselves, but they're really not. So what you need to find out is, why are you acting this way, and put the things in place to develop as a person so you can counteract that. so you can get everything out of life that you want. So number one is check your ego at the door. Number two things, to be successful, you or the reason why a lot of you guys are not reaching what you want in life is the inability to discipline your life to complete commitments. How many commitments have you made in your life and not finished? Think about the garage that didn't get cleaned, the back porch that your wife asked you to clean off, right? The half-painted house, you know? You start a project and you don't complete it. Your manager asks you to do something, but you have to do it. You have to, for you to develop into the person that you need to be the most successful salesman, manager, husband, wife, father, mother, you have to, when you make a commitment, you have to finish it 100%. 100%. I've seen more people lose their track of their growth and where they're going in their life because they're not able to commit. If any of you guys are on Facebook, you guys might have seen the 75 hard challenge. Does anybody ever hear of that? Basically, you have to do 75 days where you work out twice a day, you drink water, like an insane amount of water, and like do all this stuff, right? When so many people are easy to say, I'll do it, I'm in, right? I'm in. New Year's resolutions, how many times do people make those New Year's resolutions? And by like 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, they quit. See, the problem with that is you start getting a loser mentality. Your mentality changes. When you keep failing in things or when you keep making commitments, you not only lose people's respect that you make the commitments to, but you also start losing respect for yourself. And I'm telling you, the only way you can maximize your talent, your abilities, and get to the level that you need to get to is when you start making, your word needs to be bond. When you start making commitments to yourself and to other people, you have to fulfill them. When you know you need discipline in your life and you have lack of discipline, you need to install it. You need to hold yourself accountable. And lack of accountability is one of the main reasons people never reach the abilities that they have inside them. We are all blessed with the same abilities. I have no different talents than you do. I made a conscious effort to make changes in my life to get to that next level. And that's why I'm sitting in front of you right now with the accomplishments I have. And remember, none of the things I'm telling you, I'm bragging. What I'm trying to tell you is everything is in your reach. Every single thing you ever wanted to do in your life, every single dollar amount you wanted to make, every single career goal, personal goal, relationship goal is in your reach. You're your best friend or your worst enemy. But discipline, keeping commitments, that is where you need to focus on right away. The number three thing that I want you to know about making 21 your most successful year, is you got to quit hanging out with people that can't see your dreams or believe enough in themselves to believe it for you. I'm sure you've heard before that you are a product of who you hang out with, right? At work as well. You hang around the guys that hang around the water cooler or bitch outside smoking sessions or want to bitch about the management or the bad customers or the tough customer they just had or their wife or their husband. If you feed into that and you surround yourself with those people, that's who you are going to be. Drug users, hang out with drug users. Successful people, hang out with successful people. If you are hanging out with the people that are bitch moaning and complaining, you're going to start bitching, moaning, and complaining. My point to you is a lot of the times the people the closest to you don't believe in your dreams either. I'll tell you a little story. 3.5 years ago, on March of 2017, I was a salesman. I just sold, I think it was 29 cars that month. I walked into my manager's office, my general manager. He was our GSM as well. So our general manager was our owner and our GSM. Stupid way to do it, but that's the way they did it here. I knocked on his door and said, hey, I spent 5.5 years here on the sales floor. I think I'm ready. I was a very selfish salesman at first when I first got into the business. So I didn't care about developing other people. I didn't want to help your company grow. I wanted to sell as many cars as I could and make as much money. But I was developing as a man during that time, right? I finally had got to a point where all the guys on the floor were coming to me. Every single person. I fought every fight for everybody. I got every pay raise for everybody. I was the vocal leader of the floor, right? I was ready to go to the next level. I felt like I was ready. I was kind of turning that leaf into developing other people. And I knocked on his door and I said, I think it's time. He unfortunately decided that he didn't want to lose me from the sales floor. So he basically said, there's no room for growth here right now. I need you on the sales floor. Get back out there. Thank you very much. So I went home that night and had a drink out on the back porch with my wife and two of our friends. And I said, tomorrow, I'm going to go on social media and I'm going to create Sean Hayes, Your Car Guy. And I'm going to prove that guy. I'm going to make my own path. See, a lot of times you guys need to know, when you don't have a ladder, when you can't climb the ladder where you're at, not that you guys can't, because I know you have a great company there, but when you can't climb the ladder where you're at, you have to create your own ladder. And a lot of us, I told my wife that day, I said, I'm going to be a manager and then I'm going to be an owner. I'm going to be an owner within 5 years. Nobody believed me that night. Not one person. They all said, okay, Sean. Right? They said, Sean, you're making about 140 grand a year. You haven't made. You go home every night at 5:30. Why would you want to mess up your life with all this? And I said, because it's a passion inside of me. It's something burning. I have to do this. And nobody believed me. I walked in the next day. I told everybody my goal. I got on social media and started building my brand, Sean Hayes, Your Car Guy. I told everybody that started to follow me what my goal was. Within 5 years, I will own my own dealership. Nobody really believed that. You can't go from sales to owning your own dealership in 5 years. But I believed in myself. So what I'm trying to tell you is sometimes the people closest to you, they're scared as well. They can't see themselves developing that way. So they hold you back on accident. They don't mean it, but understand that you can't listen to others. You can't. You have to be focused. If people are telling you no, but you still believe it in your heart that you can, you have to block them out and go your own path. And sometimes that's going to be pushing away people that you're the closest to. I had to cut some friends out of my life. I had to cut some people that I worked with out of my life. See, if I listen to them or if I fall into the trap, they will bring me down on accident. They don't mean it. It's not what they're trying to do, but they don't believe in themselves that they could. So my point to you is make sure that you understand who you're hanging around. Make sure that who you're talking to on a daily basis. Make sure that you're centering yourself and pulling in the right crowd. Make sure that you have these conversations and you are in the right groups and you have the right friends. Friends that succeed have other friends that succeed. People that are pushed hang around people that are pushing them. I need you to know that. That's very, very important. All right. Now, I've got a few more here, but to break it up, I kind of want to take some questions from people. All right. I got some other things here, but you guys will get bored if I just go through every single one of them. So if any of the talking points that I just went over, people have questions, please go ahead and ask a question. And don't be scared, man. Don't be chicken. Man, ask a question, because your question can not only help you, but it's going to help somebody that's watching this that's too fearful to ask the question.
I got a question for you, Sean.
All right, bro.
All right. So with, you know, we have 88 people on the Zoom right now. And I know there are people out there that lack confidence, right? So how did you go from, you know, when you first got into sales, and how important was it for you to build your confidence in the way that you speak, in the way that you handle yourself, in your product knowledge? How important was it for you to do that? And how did you do that in your own way?
That's great. Well, confidence is inner confidence. And the only way you can build inner confidence is to know who you are. A lot of us are young. A lot of us are hiding from demons from our past. A lot of us don't know who we really, truly are. We've been living this survivor mode so long in our life, man, that that it's not real. It's fake, right? I came from a bad childhood, right? Terrible childhood. Had terrible things that has happened in my life. And I fell into that. I fell into that survivor mode, right? Where I tried to appear like everything was something it really truly wasn't. I wasn't confident, but I portrayed it and it came off cocky or egotistical. So the first advice I would give you is start learning who you are. Start learning about your past, dealing with your past, learning about the demons that have followed you, right? The bad habits that have been following you. It's the reason why a lot of you guys get into drugs, alcohol, and all the other things that happen in our life. You don't feel comfortable in your own skin. So first of all, you have to start diving deep, and it's going to hurt, and you're going to have some moments where it's going to make you scared. But that means you're breaking ground, man. So you got to dig in, get comfortable with yourself. At work, I learned my product better than everybody. There was not one person that came that one question in that place that you couldn't come to Sean about the product I was selling and I not know. I knew everything. I knew the packages. I knew the engines. I knew everything about everything. And I'm not saying that in a cocky way. What I'm saying is to get really good at your craft, you need individual responsibility. It is who you, especially with Chevy. Chevy buyers, they want you to know the engines. They want you to know the tow ratios on cars. They want you to know all this stuff. And if you don't know it, you look like an idiot. They might not tell you you look like an idiot, but you need to know it, right? It's very important. Three, I think experience, time, okay? I used to get up, and I still do to this day, at 4 o'clock every single morning. If some of you guys have followed me, you followed me through this, right? From day one, when I turn that switch on, I get up at 4 o'clock and I spend an hour and a half. And I know you guys are like, what? I do. I spend an hour and a half on my mind, on my freaking mind. Why? Because we're in the most negative industry in the world. The most successful people in our industry fail 6 out of 10 times. Think about that. How many no's do we get on a day? How many times, how many phone calls do we have to make to get one person to come in and say yes to us? So if that's the case, then my mind needs to be strong. If my mind is not strong, I will get beat up, because as soon as I go to work, not only do I get told no by customers, I got manager problems, I got other employee problems, I got problems at home, I got money problems, I got all these other things that are negative. And if your mind is not right, you will really quickly get off track, right? So I spend from 4 to 5:30 every morning working on my mind. Half hour reading, half hour on the Bible, half hour on videos of motivational people, right? This is key to me having positive energy and being able to overcome obstacles. See, what happens is sometimes obstacles will hit you and just suck you right down. It's like a pothole. You're driving along, and then all of a sudden just a pothole. If you don't see that pothole, okay, it can mess up your whole alignment. But when I'm centered and when my mind is right, when I take that time in the morning to make sure that I'm good, I see that pothole coming and I move my car out of the way. So I would say that was the three biggest things I did right away at COVID.
Perfect, perfect. Hey, I got another question in the chat. There's a couple questions in the chat. There's a question here that says, how can the salespeople push each other to be better?
And drink lots of coffee. All right. So sales competition thing, right? I tell you that you're your own competition. And to be eventually really, really good, you have to get to be where you're not competing with others. You're competing with yourself and your abilities. Okay. That's when you really hit that next level. I didn't even pay attention to the sales board by the end. Okay. By the end, I didn't even look at the sales board because I was pushing myself and I was my competition, right? But how you can compete with others, man, is you just go out there and, I mean, you go out there and push each other. Get a team together, right? Get a team that you know that is going to do some of the same habits that I told you here today. Like take four people. Say, hey, man, let's keep each other accountable. Let's be our accountability group, right? Every single day, start a little Facebook group with those four people or those eight people in your company that want to do what I'm saying here, right? And then start it with them and keep it every morning accountable. Okay, every morning, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get up. We're going to watch a video together. You share it in the Facebook group. You watch it. right? Or you take a book and you read it, and you read a chapter a day with each other, and you share about it. And when you're slow at work or somebody's down, you go as a team and you pick them up, right? And you hold each other accountable. And I'm not going to let you fail. And I'm not going to let you fail. And we push each other. That's the way I would do it, especially in a company as large as yours, as you have enough people to do that. Have an accountability group together.
Would you say with that, kind of removing the fear of asking needs to be kind of a culture? You know, you have obviously within both of these stores, you know, we can get 100 people on a Zoom, but one of the things that I would say in terms of being able to have salespeople push each other to get better is ask each other questions. If you see one person doing a really good job on social media and doing videos and, you know, grabbing customers from social media or repeat referrals and all this stuff, ask them questions. Hey, how do you do this? How did you get started with this? How did you get comfortable doing this? Hey, can you shoot a video for me? Hey, can you do this? I think a lot of times I agree with you, Sean, in terms of the, you know, you're your own competition, but you also have to reach out to have people help you, but you have to be able to be willing to ask those questions. Don't be afraid to ask a question if you need help on how to do something, but keeping your eye out for people that are doing a good job and not mimic them, but learn from them.
I would say, yeah, of course. I mean, always learn from other people. The biggest problem with that is you got a lot of people that either are scared to do that, or they don't think they can, they don't have enough confidence yet, right? So, but yeah, of course you always want to learn from other people, right? But the problem is I can teach you, Colby, I can teach all you guys. Doesn't mean you're going to do it. Doesn't mean you got the heart in you, the grit, the determination, the desire yet. Maybe you haven't failed enough yet. Maybe you need to hit that bottom. I don't know. Not that I want any of you guys to do that, but what I'm saying is I can teach everybody how to sell a car. It doesn't mean you're going to do it. I can teach everybody how to grow their social media brand. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. Hell, I wrote a damn book on it. All right. Doesn't mean you're going to do what's in this book. You get it? Like there's some pages in here. I walk you through it, how I went from salesman to GM to managing partner of this dealership in 3.5 years. Doesn't mean you'll do it. So at the end of the day, you have to look yourself in the mirror and make sure that you have the gumption in you. And you got to discipline your life to change some structures and change some things and sacrifices in your life. Absolutely. Are we good on that?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else in there unless anybody wants to ask one final question before he gets back into his list.
Yeah, at any point, just put your questions in the chat and then Colby can ask them all for me. I'll go to number four now. Number four, to become successful in 2021, you got to take action and stop talking. Okay? See, dreams and goals never come to life from moving your lips. All right? And here's the thing. A lot of people are talkers. Okay? They're talkers. They mean well. In fact, you might even be inspired to do it. But just like I was saying earlier about that New Year's resolution, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to start eating better, or I'm going to start working out. All these things are things that people get inspired by something to do, right? They look at themselves in the mirror, or they see their buddy who looks, you know, much more in shape than them, or their doctor tells them, hey, you need to stop eating that way, or for whatever reason. We have things in our life that we know we need to do, and we even say or are inspired enough to say that we're going to do it. But our lips say those words, but our feet and our discipline do not supply what's necessary to do them. And I'm going to tell you what. You will never achieve what you want out of life until you stop talking and you start doing things, really, really doing things and staying disciplined in it. See, discipline is like nothing will happen in your life without discipline, period. Do you think I enjoy getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Do you think I enjoy that? No, but my life got extremely better. My life changed. My life altered. I altered. I changed. I'm growing every day. I'm gobbling in all this information. I'm becoming smarter. I'm wiser, right? I'm better in every single aspect. So why would I stop that? But here's the thing. There's a lot of hard days. There's a lot of days where I get up and I'm like, oh, man, I don't really want to get up today, right? After a football game where I stayed up too late and I'm watching it, I had a couple cold pops, you know what I mean? The last thing I want to do is freaking get up early, but I do it because to get what I want out of life, I had to sacrifice some things. I had to change my discipline and I had to make sure that I followed through on things that I said I was going to do. Eric Thomas, many of you guys might not know that person, but Eric Thomas changed my life. Because once I turned the switch on that I was going to become this dealer principal within 5 years, I knew I needed to change some of my lifestyle, right? I couldn't do the things I was doing before because it wasn't getting me the results. Yeah, I was successful to outside people looking at me, but I hadn't hit my own capabilities. Where I'm at right now, these are my capabilities. But I'm not any more talented than I was before. I'm not any better at sales than I was before. 3 years ago, I'm not better at sales, okay? But what it was is I started cutting out the things that were hindering me from being successful. I started adding discipline and structure and routine. Most people's lives are missing structure, discipline, and routine. And a lot of you guys know it. That's why you make these stupid New Year's Day announcements to people. That's why I see it all the time on Facebook. Well, I'm going to start losing weight, or I'm going to go on a fast, or I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, you have the ideas and you know you need to do it. But unfortunately, your discipline and your sacrifice and your structure and your regime are not where they need to be. And your lips are moving, but your action is not taking place. And I'm telling you, the number four way that you can get what you want out of your life to achieve everything, every goal you have in life, the number four thing you have to do in 2021 is stop talking and start doing. All right. Number five, it's time to face the things you've been running from. You can never be healthy until you face the trauma of your past. Now, this is a little deep, and okay, I don't want you to be like, oh man, that guy was preaching to us. That's not what I'm trying to do. But what I am trying to do is we can all say that our childhoods probably weren't the best. Things happened to us, right? One out of four people in America have been sexually molested. So somebody, many people on this phone call have been when they were younger, that causes trauma. One out of two families are broken up, causes trauma, right? Drugs, alcohol, these aren't causes. These are things that we do to cover up our pain, right? Some of your commitments, the reason why you're not following through, because you haven't learned. You run from things, right? You stop doing things. Like all these things are symptoms of you not dealing with your trauma. And not to get too deep on you, but you have to harness that. You will never reach the levels that you need to reach until you can deal with it, comfortably talk about it, and then be okay with yourself about it. Healing comes in the dealing with it. When you heal, like I healed, I'll be honest with you guys. I was sexually molested as a child. I can talk about that now. How can I help other people? It's because now that I've dealt with it, I can now help other people through my past trauma. And it also unleashed the shame that I had, the guilt I had. I don't know why I was 5, 6 years old. I don't know why I had shame and guilt, but it hindered me. It led me into a life of addictions and never living up to the levels that I am today. But see, once I dealt with that, once I went back in my past and I was able to deal with it, I was able to develop as a person. I was able not only to help myself and to get back on track in life, but I was able to help other people now because I'm able to talk about it. See, a lot of you guys, you hide from it. You run from it. But here's one thing I've learned in life, man. You can only push things down for so long. You can only suppress things for so long. Eventually, those suppressions will bubble to the surface. They just will. At some point in your life, they will come out. And you'll be like, what happened? I can't understand. I don't understand. You know, blah, blah, blah. It's because you haven't dealt with things. So go back. Deal with your trauma. Yeah, it's going to be hard at first. But when nothing has control of me anymore. See, forever that controlled me. I was scared. I was shameful. I didn't want people to know it. I don't know why I didn't, but I'm telling you, that's what happens. I came from a broken family too, on top of that, right? I was kicked out of many, many schools growing up. I was suspended 37 times from high school. Think about that. I played sports, but it was my only outlet. I barely graduated high school. My point to you is, I was running from things. I was hiding from them. I was suppressing them. And it affects your growth as a person. But once I went back and was able to deal with that, I was able to become the man I am today. So anyways, I only have two more. So we'll go ahead and take some more questions, Colby. Did I get too deep there, bro?
No, not at all. Not at all. So there was a question that was asked here saying, for a salesman that's new to the area but doesn't know anybody, what do you recommend that they do to build their brand on social media and be successful?
Great. Well, I did that twice. Okay. So I want you to know I'm the best person you can ask that. You need to sit your ass in the service drive. You need to be the lot lizard. You need to structure your day so you make 50 to 75 phone calls a day. I know it sucks, but once you build it up, you won't have to worry about it, right? Every single customer you sell, you need to take a picture of or a video on social media. You need to tag them, and you need to make sure that you use not a business page. You need to use your own personal Facebook page. Get all the junk off there. Okay, stop putting junk on there. Stop putting on a bunch of things that nobody cares about. Turn your personal page into your business page. You'll have better reach and better interaction with people. See, a lot of people mess up. They start a business page, but the problem is the business page has no reach unless you pay money for it. But I skipped it. I went around and said, okay, I don't want to keep putting money into a Facebook page. What I want to do is start building my personal page. But I'll just make it look like a business page, and it has better interaction. So every customer I would sell, I take a video or a picture, I post it, tag them, their friends comment, I then create a conversation with their friends, and then send a friend invite. And once I looked at their page and saw they were local, I then send a friend invite, and now one car deal now tree, okay? And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to take one deal and tree branch it, so that tree branch then can grow leaves. Okay. I also would recommend anybody to start a Facebook group for your sold customers. I called it the VIP group, Sean Hayes VIP customers, right? And basically every single one I would drop in there. All right. And then I would do giveaways every month in there. I would do giveaways inside the group to keep them engaged. I would introduce new people that just bought a car from me in there. So they would talk, right? And get to know it. I basically had a fan club. Think about this. I took my sole customers, put them in one group, interacted with them, and created a fan club in there. Now think about this. Instead of picking up the phone and calling each individual customer, I could make one post inside the group and talk about rebates, new specials, anything that I needed, recalls, anything I needed my group to know, I could drop it in that Facebook group and they could all find out instead of me sitting down there making 100 phone calls. Okay. Also, we would do giveaways in there. We would also say anybody that I would give away bird dogs in there, whoever, and they would fight to see who could get the most bird dogs. Right. And then their friends that they just brought up to me, I would then drop into the group. And now we got more friends in there. Basically, after a little bit of time, you have so many people fighting to come in the front door to buy cars from you to get in this stupid group. I know it sounds stupid. I know it makes no sense. But I'm telling you, people like to be VIP. They like to feel special. You can even give a special price discount for those customers. Make them feel special. Right. So those are some ways. Also, if you don't know, this is free. It's free. Get it. Okay, just get it. I walk you through the whole thing of what I did. And it's pretty, I mean, it takes some time though, guys. You're not going to build it overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, it does take some work. It does take some energy. It does take some grit and some determination. Okay, you're going to have to spend some time on it. But once you develop it, once you build it, it starts mushrooming. All right.
We're good. I don't have any other questions in here.
Okay. Sure. All right. Number six on how to be successful in 2021. You got to get a real plan, okay? Not only for your life, but your career. And then you need to follow it. Look, living by the seat of your pants, living paycheck to paycheck, living with no plan in your life and not keeping a structure, this is going to hinder you. Not only is it going to hinder your success at work, but your future growth. It's going to hinder you in relationships, going to hinder you with your marriages. It just will. You have to have a plan. And I didn't have a plan my first 8 years in the car business. I went to work. I sold cars. I found customers. I was a hustler. You know, I had that determination. You weren't going to beat me. But at the end of the day, I still didn't have a plan. And I was living paycheck to paycheck. How do you make 150 grand a year? I think at that time I was making 120 to 145, somewhere around there. And I didn't have more than 2 grand at the bank. How? I didn't have big bills. It's because I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a short-term, mid-term, or long-term plan. And what I want you guys to do, and I would urge all the managers, and what I sit down my whole team to do, is I sit down and find out where you want to go. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of your career? What do you want to do here, right now, this month? What do you want to do in 6 months? What do you want to do in 1 year? Right? I want to know everything. I want to know, do you want to buy a house? Do you want to have a baby? I like all this stuff. And this, we can then set a plan for it. I got a guy the first day I started here. I sat him down. I did that exact same thing. Okay. And I asked him, what do you want to do? I need a short-term, mid-term, long-term. He didn't know. Think about that. Grown-ass man, just like me, I was at one time, had no plan in life. Just showed up to work every day and sold cars. Right? I made him go home that night, and he came back the next day with a plan. His 1 year plan was to buy a home. Then I took and found out how much he needed, what type of home he would qualify for, how much of a down payment that would take, and then we reverse engineered that back to how many cars he had to sell every month and how much he needed to put away. And you know what? He just closed 2 days ago on that home. After 1 year. And without the plan, he never would have got there. And my point to you is the only way you're going to ever achieve things in your life is to actually look at it that way. You need to take the plan. You need to, or your goal, you need to then put a plan in place. And then you need to reverse engineer that plan into your daily activities to get there. That's it, man. It's just that easy. I knew I wanted to own my own dealership within 5 years. I then said, okay, what do I got to do? Well, obviously, I got to go from at least get out a sales manager. I'm not going to own a dealership going never have any management experience, right? So I set a plan. My plan was to get on social media and build up such a following that people would see my talent because, unfortunately, I was in a little bubble in my little town of St. Augustine, Florida, okay? I wasn't going to get what I wanted in there. I needed more people to see me, to view me, to see my talent. And that's what I did. So I put a plan in place and I followed that plan. And look, I went to Dan Cummins, okay, led that sales management team, okay? We killed it there. That was part of my plan, right? Then they reached out to me here to run a dealership. That was my plan here. January 1, I buy in for 20% of this dealership, okay? All this was part of my plan, but without a plan, I would still be on the sales floor slinging units, not having any money in the bank, all right? The last thing here is number 7 is you got to attack social media like it's your freaking job, okay? If you don't have a brand right now, you're messing up. You're costing yourself and your family money. Your wife, your husband should come look at you every day and say, what are you doing, right? They should. Because without a presence online, you are losing to your competitors. That was one of the major reasons people were flooding into me. Nobody was doing social media 4 years ago in the market I was in, but I was crushing it. I was posting twice a day. I was engaging with people. It built up a following. People saw those posts. They were like, I want to buy that from that guy, right? You become an industry leader from that. You become the product knowledge guy of your area. When people think of selling cars or buying a car, they need to think of you. And you think, because I sold them a car or two cars in the past that they are going to think about you. But think about this. I was able to stay in front of them twice a day, every day. How hard would that be for you if you didn't have social media? You have to pick up the phone every day and call them. Can you call every single one of your customers every day? Do you want to call your customers every day? Do they want you to call them every day? Hell no is the answer to that. All right. First of all, it's not physically able to do, and B, they don't want you to do it. All right. But I was able to passively stay in front of them, keep my name current to them every single day. Okay. The other thing, here's a little trick that I did. I got little stickers about that big, put my face on it and say thank you or whatever you want to say. Okay. And I put it on the inner, I stuck it right to the gas tank, the inside of the gas tank. Why? Well, if I can't stay in front of you, I'm not going to call you every day. I need you once a week when you fill up your tank and you pop that thing open. There's a smiling face. How you doing? I passively found ways to stay in front of my customers. Okay. And you guys got to think about that, because you know what? It only takes a slip of a customer. You think they're loyal. You think they are. I know you do, because I used to think that too. But you know how many times I saw my loyal customers sitting in front of somebody else? Okay. How many times my loyal customers was across the street behind a Corolla? Okay. It happens. And it's just because I wasn't staying as current with them. I wasn't in front of them. I wasn't letting them know that I'm hungry. I'm out here. So those are my seven things for you to be successful for in 2021. I'll take any other questions you have here, Kobe.
All right. Yeah, I have a question from one person. It's kind of a two-part question. The first part is, how can I increase my appointment show percentage? The secondary to that is, how do I approach people in social media that inquire on my posts or react to it and turn them into a sales opportunity?
Okay. The first part of that is video. If you want to get more people to show up, and more people to show up for their appointments or show up for their VBACs, you gotta incorporate video into your lineup. Okay, so you got a customer coming in that day, you got a customer supposed to come in on a VBAC, you got some customer that you're trying to get to come in, you need to use video. You walk out real quick, you take a quick video. Hi, my name's Sean Hayes, down here at CMA's Colonial Chevrolet. I'm really excited to see you here later. I got the car pulled up right here. It's all ready for you. Let me know if there's anything I can do before you get here. I'll see you at 4. Boom, you send it. Took me 30 seconds, right? I guarantee you, here's the coolest part about that. People love this. You're doing the things the others aren't. Okay, you're standing out, A. B, they get to see your face. C, they get to hear your excitement, your engagement with them. And you're not doing what the typical dealerships do, right? I also used to do something where, because we had a Starbucks like right across the street, I would set up all my appointments and I would ask them what their favorite drink was. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, what's your favorite coffee drink? And they would tell me. And I would say, great. When you show up before, I'll have your hot vanilla latte ready and the cold iced coffee for your wife. I'll see you then. And they'd be like, oh, really? Yeah. Do you think that customer will ever be late for a hot coffee and a cold? They feel some kind of commitment to you now. First of all, you're spending money on it. I know it's, you're like, I don't want to spend $10. Why wouldn't you spend that $10? Of course you would, right? And secondly, they're not going to be late. Time is the only thing we got in this business. That's it. And when customers don't respect your time, it kills your day, right? What happens when you got two or three appointments lined up and you have them all scheduled perfectly, but the customer who doesn't respect your time, that you they show up an hour and a half late, it clogs your whole day. Now you go with two cars, so two and a half deals instead of three, right? Or one and a half deals instead of three, right? So I would use these little tactics to get my customers to show up on time. But secondly, I'd have a higher show rate than some of the other guys in my showroom because I was using video when nobody else was. The second part to that is, how do you work the social media is engagement. You need engagement. You need conversation. So you need to ask questions that will get engagement. All right. If anybody comments, you need to just strike up a conversation with them. Hey, I just sold Mary, your friend, Man, we it was so awesome. I'm glad you commented on her post. You know, where do you live? So you need to ask questions to get engagement. So that's what I always did on social media. I always commented, asked questions, and that's really all you're trying to do is get engagement. And also think about this. Every time somebody comments on your Facebook post or you comment on your Facebook post, that's engagement. It goes to the top of everybody's timeline. And that's what you want. Because if you don't have any comments and you don't have any engagement, what happens? It sits there and then it drops off. And that's why you only get four people to comment or four likes on your freaking post. All right. You're only getting four likes on your post because it's not the top of people's timelines. And engagement is what you want. So you need to ask engaging things. You need to talk and conversate. When people comment on your post, you need to comment back. All right. So that's what, so video on the first one and engagement on the second question.
How important is it for you to comment on other people's stuff outside of your own postings?
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's why. The only way you can, and I used to spend a lot of time commenting on a lot of people I didn't know, right? But people become affiliated with you or have some kind of connection with you when you're liking or commenting on their stuff. Okay, when you do that, okay, they feel more obligation to comment on your stuff. Okay, it's give and take. I used to comment and used to like a lot of people that I don't know today. Okay, I don't. But at the end of the day, that created some kind of loyalty with me and them. They would then come back in 2 months later and buy a car for me. I didn't even know them. Okay, but I went in the friends, what is it, the people on your friends. Now, I can't do that now, but it, because I have too many friends, you can only get 5,000. But like, if you don't, you can go under the thing and find local people. Find out where they live. Look at maybe where they work. I used to do this. I used to stalk people. And then I'd send them a friend request, right? And be like, who's this guy, right? They'd probably stalk my page a little bit and say, okay, all right. And they'd see a mutual friend or two, right? And they would accept it. And with that, then I would be able to engage with them. I had many people come in and buy cars for me I'd never met, but we were Facebook friends.
So outside of, you know, we talk about social media, outside of most people using Facebook, do you recommend the utilization of all the different other social platforms?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't say no to them, but I say pick one and work it to its fullest. Okay. Now, a lot of people will say, no, I'll pick multiple ones. Look, I go all in with one. Okay. You can do it your way. I do it my way. My way is I can't be everywhere. I'm a GM running a dealership, right? I got 75 people here with different personalities, different needs. I've got my own family. I've got, you know, my own things I'm doing too, writing books. And I don't have time to be omnipresent. Okay. There are apps to help you do that, and you can use them. But what I wanted to do was take one form of social media and go all in with it and build my audience that way. Now, whatever that is for you, it doesn't matter. The younger people will probably say, I hate Facebook. I'm going to use Instagram. And that's fine. Just use it to its fullest capability. They're very similar, right? Some people say, well, I really like LinkedIn. Okay. But whatever you do, you got to go all in with it, and you can't halfway do it. You can't dip a toe in the water and expect for your head to be wet. All right. You have to submerge yourself. And the only way for you to get totally wet is to jump in the deep end and get wet. All right. But I see so many people, they put one foot in the water, they got one on dry land, and they expect it to work, or they dabble. You cannot dabble and get full capabilities out of some of these social media sites. You have to go all in, make it your business, make it your business model.
All right. Perfect, Sean. So before I let you go, can you let everybody know where they can go and grab that, that amazing book that Build Your Brand? Let everybody know where they can go to grab that if they're looking to level up on their social.
Sure. And it's free, guys. I don't charge you for the book. You just have to pay the shipping and handling. Okay. There's some, you can get the audio book in there and some of the other stuff, but it's www.buildyourbrandthebook.net. Build your brand, the book.net. Pretty simple.
All right. Perfect, Sean. Hey, we greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, because I know you're a busy man, taking the time to come over here and enlighten everybody on your seven ways to make 2021 the best year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So all right, man. We appreciate you, Sean. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm sure
none of you guys are in Sales Hustlers. Get your butt to Sales Hustlers too. That's a Facebook group over there in Facebook, Sales Hustlers. You'll be able to, it's got 19,000 people that are car salesmen across the country, right? And you'll just get to learn some other things from other people that are probably like you. Okay. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Sean.